As we reported, resident Chris Haig filed a grandma request about Councilmember Claudia McMullen's Hugo Coffee business, which she operates under a lease with the Park City Chamber Bureau in Building A of the Boyer Project. That comes, Haig noted, while county officials are in talks with Boyer on the uses and businesses allowed in the Tet Park. But David Ure said there is not a conflict of interest. He noted the original development agreement for the Tet Park is in effect.
That building is under a separate contract. If it were not the council person, I mean, Claudia bought out Green Beans or whatever the coffee shop was there, and that building is already under contract. It's already set there. Claudia is being very careful in any other discussions. Chris probably already knows that 99% of the discussion in the last 3 or 4 months has been between the manager and between Pat, our county director. They are just trying to work through what the contract understands.
While there was some discussion about changing the development approval, that idea has been shelved.
At one time, there was an attempt to remodify the development agreement. And as of right now, we're just trying to interpret the present development agreement, keep it in line as much as we can with what was signed back on December the 28th of 08, 07, or whatever the year was. We're just trying to let things run their course and keep with the development agreement. Yes, there was an attempt to change it. We couldn't come to any conclusions as to what we thought or what they thought. And so we're right back to where we are right now. The council, and I think in the wisdom, we have backed off in our negotiations.
He said Boyer is part of the county's effort to nurture the right economic development in the basin.
We are cognizant of the problems there. We are trying to work through with the traffic and the design, but it is out of our hands, and we are trying to, when we talk about economic diversity, we are trying to find industry there that will fit within that program itself.
On another topic related to planning, we reported that the council's newest appointment to Snyderville Planning Commission, Ted Levy, stepped down after reviewing his outside job commitment. You were admitted he sat in when the council members interviewed Levy.
I don't have excuse. We asked the question, do you have the time? He says, yes, we do. But we did not explain to him that you cannot telecommunicate. You have to be there a number of times. We just flat goofed up in our interview. I mean, he was a good qualified candidate, but we did not ask that question. And we learned from it.
Summit County Council Member David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.